Case number 13010, Eric Figueroa and Paul Parsons seek variances from the side yard setback and walkway requirements for proposed pool. Sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Welch's Way within the Welch's Pond subdivision. The 911 address is 22115 Welch's Way, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential. The tax map is District 334, map 12, parcel 1419. The applicant is requesting 2 7-foot variances from the 10-foot side yard setback requirements for a proposed pool and a 3-foot variance from the 3-foot walkway requirement for a proposed pool. We've received 1 letter from the Welch's Pond Architectural Review Committee, 1 letter of support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Good evening. My name is Paul Parsons. I am at 22115 Welch's Way in Lewis, Delaware.
I'm Jamie Farrow. My address is 26539 Lewis Georgetown Highway, and that's Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. And Mr. Lepore, I just want to follow up on one point. So we were looking for 7-foot variances on both sides of the property, correct?
Correct.
And is it, I just want to make sure that I have this property right. It looks to me like the Welch's Way part there would be the front yard and effectively has 2 side yards but no rear yard. Is that the staff's interpretation as well?
It is.
All right. Thank you much.
I actually don't know that that's correct. I just want to make sure that I'm hearing correctly what you're saying. There's a side yard and a rear yard that is in question right now, not a second side or not a corner lot.
There is no variance that's being sought for the rear yard. There is no rear yard to this property. If you look at it, it's basically a triangular shaped property, but
correct.
The front is a curve.
Correct.
So because of that, it's got 2 sides and no rear.
Perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure.
And we didn't advertise for a rear yard either.
That's perfect. Okay. So what we're requesting today, this project is actually for a pool install, in-ground pool, fiberglass, paver patio, and fence install. The fence install is within the setback, and as is the paver patio that's been requested. But the code for the pool install, the way that we have to position the fiberglass pool within the yard, is within that 10-foot setback. So we're asking for a variance that's 3 foot beyond what the pool is allowed to be. It's still within the fence, still within the paver patio requirement. The pool sits back closer to the home, but it doesn't meet that code restriction. We do have we do have community approval, and the neighboring yard that is directly affected by this variance, if approval is given, if we're looking from the rear yard to the back of the home, it's the property on the right, and they've actually submitted a letter, which we've submitted to you, that they've signed that they're in favor.
I would say it's in the backyard.
That's fine. I was confused when you said that, but it is a triangular property, so you're absolutely correct, Mr. Sharp.
Well, I think staff and I, we looked at this when it came up, and what you're calling the rear.
I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
That's why. I didn't want you to think we were putting the pool on the side of the home.
I was just getting my dig in at the staff and the attorney right now, right there.
I can appreciate it.
Questions?
You can't see it here, but what is the side yard, but what I was calling the rear yard, there's actually a pond behind there. It's not a neighbor that it property backs to.
On the front, so I know you have a 30-foot setback, but do you know what the distance is between the property line and the sidewalk? I guess there's a sidewalk there probably, or does it just go out to the road?
Yeah, so the corner that's of that walkway that's on the side of the home that's closest to the property, that is actually within the allowed paver requirement, but I want to say that that is feet. Let me have it on my diagram. Let me check this out. I would say 11 feet. So the, it's about 11 feet, 1 foot in off the 10 foot.
Is there any other lots like this in the neighborhood?
I believe that we are essentially one of the two largest lots in the development. And I believe our lot is the only triangular lot of its size and kind in the community.
Could you zoom out a little more, see what part of the world this is in? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yep. Most of the yards that got up have screened porches, courtyards.
Considered square, if you will, or rectangular.
See, I would know that is by the Viner Shed. That across the road used to be the Viner Shed for Townsends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They give you a Sussex County lesson right there. Is there any homeowner association or anything like that?
There is, and we submitted their approval. They were in favor.
You do have their approval?
Correct. Okay. And I believe that their letter actually states just to make sure that the county was okay with it, but sure. They're in support.
Could we talk about that a little bit more? The included in the packet was the communication from the homeowners group, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
And I don't believe there was a date on that letter that was in our packet. I may be wrong.
It doesn't look like there's a date on the letter, but I don't know if you'll allow submission. It came via email, so I could pull the email up and give you the date that it was emailed to us.
Well, the other thing is that I didn't see a date, and I also didn't see the mention of a pool within the letter itself. It states, it talks about plans and other submitted information. But it's your position that the Welsh's Pond HOA is aware that you're requesting to put a pool in. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that, if you want me to be honest.
I always want you to be honest.
Yes, the community is managed by a property management company that is operating out of Ocean City. And I'm sure Mr. Parsons can speak to the fact that it literally took us 2 months to get the approval, and it wasn't because they were questioning what we were asking for. It was the actual property manager that, to be honest, really didn't understand the plans, what we were asking to get approved. So it just was very difficult to gain approval. So I would say that this letter, if it is vague, in your opinion, is only because the property manager was extremely deficient, not because they were questioning what we were asking for approval on.
Well, that's an interesting notion there.
I'm sorry, but I just have to say it was very difficult dealing with her.
The other question that I have is that it appears, based upon the drawings that you've submitted, that the variance requests to extend the walkway and the placement of the pool over the building retention line, whether it's front, side yard, or backyard. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you're also showing a courtyard.
That's something that Shell Brother built prior to settlement. And then the square to the right is a screen porch that also Shell Brothers built with the construction of the home.
Okay. And you said you have letter of support from lot 36, I believe.
And it was submitted.
Okay. Is there a community pool in the community?
Yes, there is.
It is currently under construction, but yes, there will be.
Okay. So again, as with the last case, one of the standards that we have is number three, that says that the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Can you explain how this request for variance is not being created by you as the applicant?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. You have five standards that you have to meet in order for us, and you have to meet all five. And the third of those five is this statement, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And so you've applied to have a variance as the applicant. And so I'm asking you, how is your request not being created by yourselves?
My response would be, given the configuration of our lot, which is unique to the community, and given the overall configuration in order to install a pool, given the location of the side yard or the rear yard, that would be the reason why we're requesting this variance, so that we can install a pool and surrounding patio and the required fencing that is also required by the community. That's why we're requiring this variance, so that we can install the type of pool that relays itself to the overall aesthetic that we're trying to achieve for our rear or side yard, okay, given the configuration.
So semantics, so we get into aesthetics and want of a pool and those items, I understand. Do you believe that if this is granted, that this will initiate a precedent for the development?
Do you want me to answer?
I do not believe it would, because of my earlier comment about the unique configuration of our lot compared to, I think, almost all other lots in the community.
Okay.
Because of the triangular shape. People refer to our lot as the baseball diamond in the community.
I would also like to add that we have been contracted for two other lots on the front, and neither of those two lots fall within needing a variance. They're able to install, one is doing the exact size pool, and another one is just 2 inches larger, 2 feet larger, and they're both able to get this done without a variance.
So both of those projects must be within the building retention line? Thank you.
That brings up my, how many other pools are in this, existing pools now, are in this development?
It's a new community. I believe we have seen at least two, maybe three.
I think there's three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mentioned the courtyard and its pavers?
Correct.
Is it open area?
Yes.
Was there any thought put into putting it in the courtyard, the pool?
Courtyard isn't large enough to install a pool. This is actually what we call a cocktail pool. It's a 10-foot by 16-foot. I mean, to even reduce that size, it would have to be fabricated specifically for this yard, which is not something that we have done in this community with something this small. But this pool would not fit in the courtyard. He would have to do something more like a size of a hot tub in order to fit there. And that would, for us to do that, we would have to basically remove the base construction of the patio and then save pavers for reconstruction, install the pool. But we'd have to do a little work there.
And you're the contractor, the pool contractor?
I basically put the pool in, but yes, I work in the office.
Okay, but you represent the company that would be installing the pool if it were approved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Williamson brought up a good point about the courtyard. And you said this is a 10-foot by 16-foot pool. Just eyeballing it, it would appear that it potentially could fit there but it would also look like it would probably need a variance in order to fit there. Is that?
It would still require variance because of the shape of his lot, and he would have to remove the courtyard and basically rebuild.
Who designed the house?
Shell Brothers.
Shell Brothers.
Okay, so this was, you bought this and it was already built. It wasn't something you had designed?
No.
How about the side yard to the rear of the driveway? There appears to be some room there as well. Was that looked at as an area?
I'm pretty sure that there's a code requirement that you're in, within the community, that's more restrictive, and you cannot put an in-ground pool in a side yard, or what they would consider a side yard.
Is there a reason why the walkway requirement can't be met? You're required to have a 3-foot walkway around the pool, and one of the variances that you need is for that, and I'm failing to see why that can't be met.
Okay. So on the long side of the pool that faces the pond, on that entire side, the 16-foot, we're doing a spillway, and that's actually to an attempt to not ask for a variance that encroaches further into the pond. And what that spillway will get us is that when we install the fence will be installed up to the side of the spillway. The spillway is actually, in totality, will be from the ground level, will be 4 foot tall, so it meets the fence requirement. So his aluminum fence will come into the side of the spillway, then it's 16 foot of spillway, which is a waterfall into the pool, and then the fence picks back up to continue to meet the fence requirement on the opposite side. So that spillway is acting as a fence. So potentially no one could walk in that area. It's just basically a pool.
That's a design feature.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually intentionally did it so that we did not have to encroach another 3 feet to give a walkway into that property line.
It looks to me like there's a wellhead near the edge of the pool there too?
Correct.
Yes.
Is that another reason you couldn't go closer with the walkway?
When you say closer, you mean extend it?
Well, it looks like you've got a well there.
Uh-huh. We do.
What you're saying is you've designed this such that it's not going to need a walkway, but the county requires a walkway. Mm-hmm. It's part of the code. And that's a variance that you're seeking.
Sure.
And one thing I do see is that you have an irrigation well near the edge of that pool. So I'm guessing just by looking at that, and I want to hear from you whether this is true or not, that if you were to put a walkway, it would likely encroach on that existing wellhead.
It would, and that wellhead would be a tripping hazard for those that are walking on that. We thought that would be a safety issue.
Why is the pool needed?
Well, they do daily exercise, and they don't currently have a pool. Are there any other reasons why a need?
Strength training.
There you go. And you're retired, and is retiring soon, so it's something.
So is this going to be heated pool year round?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. That conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who is in favor of this case? Is anyone present who is in opposition to this case? Anything else further from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13010 for Eric Fugura, and Paul Parsons, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13010 for Eric Figueroa and Paul Parsons for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property is unique, but I don't believe that I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I also do believe it does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. I see the courtyard in the measurements. It's like 33 feet long by, you know, I understand it's in a weird shape, but there's like 20 some feet there. I just feel like with the amount of pavers that are going to be put into that property, I mean, I just feel like that pool could be put in there just as well.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
I have an aye, too. So, 0-4 there, your case is denied. Sorry.